Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning. Thank you for yet another day. Yes, so I can listen to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio. This is JoJo Mack representing.
Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings. You are listening to Peter the Diva on the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station. If you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Today's topic is racism. And let me tell you, there is a lot going on in this country we call these United States. And all over the globe, because everybody's deciding that they are going to speak up against this thing called racism. Racism is the prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. To this day, many people do not want to admit that racism exists in America and even in other parts of the world. It is important that the wrongdoers take ownership of their wrongdoings in order for others to move on. We cannot forget our past because we need to know our history in order to have a future. Black people have been treated poorly and unfairly for decades, and they have been fighting to basically stay alive. Your life matter, our life matter, Black lives matter. Stop the violence against the Black man, the Black woman, and the Black children. Again, you are listening to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station. The number to call is 661-467-2407. Now, thank you for those of you that are joining me on the live. If you have any questions concerned, be sure to post those. And let's get it started. Let's talk about first thing that came across my timeline, the President Trump. President Trump stated that he is going to resume his presidential rallies, and he's going to start that in Tulsa, Oklahoma on June 19th. Now, everybody know June 19th is basically Black people 4th of July, right? That's when we were really free. Even though 2 years prior, we were supposed to have been free, but our real freedom didn't come till June 19th. Now, everybody know that Tulsa, Oklahoma is not the best place to be holding no rally because a big massacre riot took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa race massacre occurred over 18 hours on May 31st through June 1st, 1921. A white mob attacked residents' homes and businesses in predominantly Black Greenwood neighborhoods. Greenwood is also where they consider Black Wall Street. They house over 10,000 Black residents, and their businesses were thriving. So here come the people from the Caucasus Mountains, who felt that they didn't want us doing great things. So they decided that they wanted to destroy Black people's properties. Black people have been fighting for years, guys, to basically matter. And they keep saying, all lives matter, in a way to deter us from the real issue. If all lives matter, then we wouldn't have to fight for Black lives to matter. And I'm at the point where, you know, when you feel like you're sick of having to educate people on the stuff that is obvious, there's research out there that could tell the history between Blacks and whites. I'm going to give you guys a few facts, because they want to tell us to get over it. They want to tell us that happened way back when. And the facts that remain, even though it happened over 400 years ago, it's still happening now. They are still killing our Black men. They're still killing our black women, and they're killing our Black children. Okay? And it is sad. And as the great Marcus Garvey said, liberate the minds of men, and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. And when you liberate your mind, guys, it is the best thing in the world. We have to become woke. We have to wake up. And I'm glad to see our people out there that are waking up and that are fighting back. White people, Caucasians, who hate us. I just want to know, what did we do to deserve this? What did we as a people do to you in the past that you feel you could treat us with the injustice that you have treated us, that you treat us like we're nothing, like we're animals? Just recently, a Massachusetts cop's wife decided to fake a home invasion, blame Black Lives Matter activists. Now, this is the stuff that's going on. So you don't like us enough that you are going to basically fake that somebody Black attacked you. Let's not even talk about Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, who was walking her dog in Central Park and decided that she was going to not have her dog on the leash. A Black man decided that he told her, hey, put your dog on the leash. Here comes Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, who stated, I'm going to call the police and tell them that an African-American man is threatening me. Now, we all saw the video. We all saw that man didn't threaten that woman. But that's so easy. That's how easy white people feel that they could call the police. And imagine if the police had showed up, because I'm not sure if they did. But imagine if the police showed up and basically beat this man, kill this man, arrest this man for something that he really truly didn't do. And that's just to name a few. There's also another lady who decided that in the gas station she was going to approach a female, a non-white female, and because I'm not sure the lady was Native American or Hispanic, but gas station Karen decided that she was going to approach this lady and tell her go back to her country. The lady stated, hey, I live here. I was born here. Gas station Karen decided, hey, don't service her. She decided to put her hands on the lady, and the lady slapped her soul from her body. I think it was the best thing to see. And I'm not all about violence, but at some point now, we got to just start slapping the soul out of people, because we just can't let people get away with these things. And gas station Karen's husband decided to come and do an apology, and he did the cries, and he's like, oh, it's mental illness. I'm sure gas station Karen basically was racist before she was mentally ill. So nobody cares, Karen, that you're mentally ill, because you were racist before you were mentally ill. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in, the topic of conversation is racism. The number to call is 661-467-2407. Again, the number to call is 661-467-2407. Thank you for those of you who are tuning in on the live on Facebook. Okay. Now, because this is somewhat of a Jamaica, it's a Caribbean radio show, I saw where this is to tell you that the issue of racism is everywhere, and we have to understand that it's everywhere. Because a gentleman out of Florida, go by the name Facebook Hero, did a Instagram post. And he was basically not in agreement with Jamaicans protesting, because he felt that Jamaica had their own issues. So Jamaicans protesting racism in America is not necessarily our issue. But in all actuality, it is. He's talking about Spice. Spice currently is in Atlanta. He's talking about Bounty Killer, who lives in Jamaica. But yes, Jamaica have their own issue, but Racism is bigger than Jamaica. It's bigger than America. It's a global thing. A young man in Paris was recently sexually assaulted by police. Police said it was an accident. So you want to tell me if it was an accident that your baton end up in that man's anal region? Or is that an accident? They said while arresting him, his pants slipped down and the baton went in his anus. Somebody explain to me, how is that an accident? Yeah, in Paris. Now, let's go back to Jamaica. So that guy said racism is not a Jamaican issue. Now, we have a lot of Jamaicans like myself living in America. And nobody cares we're Jamaican when they pull us over. They just see a black person, right? So now here comes a young man by the name of Maurice Gordon, who was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Jersey, in New Jersey. Maurice was a 28-year-old college student who was studying chemistry, and Maurice was pulled over, and the police put him in the back of the car, and Maurice looked like he was just uncomfortable sitting in the back of the car, and he tried multiple times to just leave the police vehicle, because I guess the police asked him, let's pull to another location, and the car couldn't start, so they were waiting on a tow truck, so the police guy told him to sit in the car. Maurice just couldn't sit still, so he got out the vehicle. The police insisted on Maurice getting back in the vehicle. I don't understand why Maurice just couldn't wait outside the vehicle. And in that case, the police shot Maurice 6 times. Now, if you felt threatened, Maurice had no gun, no weapon. So here is the thing. If you feel that he was disobeying an order and you feel threatening enough, what happened to tasers? What happened to just tasing someone a person one time and just basically leave it at that? Handcuff him and let him sit on the side till the truck comes. But you want to tell me you fired 6 shots? 6. You shot this man 6 times. So that's me trying to tell Jamaicans that this is bigger. This is bigger than us. This is worldwide. Black people are everywhere. You have black people living in Europe, black people living in South Korea. We are everywhere. And everywhere that we go, we are having to deal with racism. Whew. Let me tell you, a young man in Austin, Javier Ambler, remember that name, died on March 28, 2019, in Austin by police. Javier was being chased by the police, and they tasered him, and he told them he can't breathe. He told them that he has a heart problem, and they tasered him till he died. Right here in Central Texas. And you didn't really hear about it. And the only reason why I heard about it is because he's actually a friend of my friends or classmates. He went to school with a lot of people that I know. And it's just sad that this happened to Javier. And there's going to be a vigil for Javier coming up soon. I'll be sure to post it that they're going to do right here in Killeen, Texas. Whew! Guys, let me tell you, the world is just crazy. Just crazy. And I just want everybody to just be safe and to just stand up, because the world is just insane. And I don't get why they don't love us. I don't get it. But as the great Jimmy Cliff says, many rivers to cross. So let's just face the real. Trinidad, you come from the Dominican Republic, nobody cares. Because as long as you got the skin like the melanin, you are black, honey. You are as black as they come. Even as a mixed person, if your father is that of a black man and your mother may be Caucasian or whatever, you are still considered black. The world don't care that you mix. You understand what I'm saying? They don't care. So we have to look out for each other. We have to protect each other. We have to fight for each other. Now, let's talk about a case in Valdosta. I think that's how you say it, Georgia. The case of Kendrick Johnson. Kendrick Johnson was a teenager who supposedly fell, rolled himself in a gym mat, himself. Yes. Kendrick Johnson supposedly killed himself. Now somebody explain to me, oh, you roll yourself up in a gym mat. I mean, and if you see the gym mat, it is impossible to jump, to basically roll yourself. But according to people, Kendrick jumped off of something and hurt, kill himself, and then, but no, he jumped into the gym mat. That's what happened. He jumped into the gym mat. Now, they recently posted a video, and you could tell that the video was doctored because you could see when Kendrick entered the gym, and then all of a sudden, the person that was behind him disappeared, and then there's a bunch of people. Explain to me how the tape's supposed to go from him and another person to a bunch of other people. The tape was doctored. But Kendrick supposedly kill himself, okay? Now, let's talk, you're right, Sanette. Horrible, it was so horrific, like, it's the craziest thing. And the reason why he was killed was because I guess some white girl liked him, slept with him, something, and her little boyfriend didn't like it. Her little boyfriend, I think his last name is Bell, didn't like that his girlfriend liked Kendrick. So he took it up on himself to kill the young man. It's just the craziest thing. But let them tell it, we just making this up, right? Let them tell it, we just an angry group of people, right? Now let's talk about systematic racism. Because they think we don't know. They think we don't know. They think we're not smart, but there's a thing called systematic racism. Systematic racism or institutional racism is a form of racism expressed in a practice of social and political institutions. It is reflected in disparities regarding wealth, income, criminal justice system, employment, housing, healthcare, political power, and education, among other factors. Now, the president said he don't think there is systematic racism. But his actions recently is a clear sign that it exists. And also, I don't know how many of you saw that Epstein documentary, but I'm sure if he was black, he would have been under the jail because that man done assaulted 20 million people. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how he got away. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. But that should show you white privilege. Money talks. Like, at the end of the day, but they want us to think that we imagining this, okay? Let's talk about some people in American history. Let's talk about Benjamin Franklin, the scientist. Benjamin Franklin stated, "Why increase the sons of Africa by planting them in America, where we have so fear an opportunity by excluding all blacks and tawnies or increasing the lovely white and red?" Now, this is America's founding, one of America's founding fathers. This is what Benjamin Franklin thought of us. Now, here's my thing. Imagine you in Africa minding your business, okay? You chilling, you and your family just out minding your business, and somebody come and scoop you up, right? They scoop you up, they put you on a bunch of ships, and they dropped you off along the way. Some of us end up in the Caribbean, some of us end up in America. And you build this place called America. And when you become outspoken, Now, the white people want to tell you to go back to where you come from. Now, remember, you was minding your business in Africa. You didn't ask to come, right? And then your kidnappers look at you and tell you, go back to where you come from. How about kidnapper, sir? You had left me where you came and saw me. Then you wouldn't have to keep telling me to go back to where I come from. Like, seriously, my ancestors were minding their business. And you came and took them. Something that might upset a lot of people. And the reason I'm saying that is because you can imagine and wonder and ask yourself, who sold us? This goes to our leaders. We had leaders who, for money, will sell you. And that's our black people too. Because I'm sure another black person sold those slaves to those white people. Because I'm sure we didn't willingly get on a ship and just go. I'm sure somebody told him, hey, you're gonna go and you're gonna earn some money and it's gonna be okay, right? And it's no different from that lady called Candace Owens. You know, every nationality have that one person who just ain't got no sense. That's Candace Owens. Candace Owens just believed that because she is married to that of a Caucasian, she is like the talking black girl that could talk about black people, and they think they can use her to basically prove to people that black people stand with her. Yes, Ernie, Stacey Dash. They think they could find these random black people that just ain't got no sense, like, honestly, just ain't got no sense. Like, every race just got them people that ain't got no sense. Candace Owens and Stacey Dash just ain't got no sense. Because they think circulating Candace Owens' video on George Floyd was going to make them not be racist, okay? Because they're going to be like, well, this black lady felt that he was this and he was that. So if she says it and she's black, then how we feel is right. No, Candace, because we don't like you, Candace. Candace, you're a sellout. And imagine Candace got married at Trump's winery, okay? She is so about making America great again, but America was never great. America was never great because America was built on the backs of slaves. America was never great. You came and you took land from the Native Americans. All you do is steal on our thief. The founding fathers were thieves and criminals. Because when I come and on the thief the people them land and kill off the people them. And then when I come to Africa and come take away and build this country on our backs and want to tell us that we don't belong here after we build this. Thomas Jefferson, he was president in 1801 and to 1809, March 4th, one of the founding fathers. This man said, I advance it, therefore, as a suspicion only, that the blacks, whether originally a distant race or made distant by time or circumstance, are inferior to the whites in the endowments of both body and mind. No, me don't know about Thomas Jefferson, but me know say my black kings and my black queens were strong in both body and mind. And the problem is, okay, I'm going to make a piss off some people. The no-lip people them feel like say, we inferior. You see, all of this goodness that is black can never be inferior. I'm going to try for bro, beat we down with it. I'm going to try to tell us that we are not nothing. But guess what? We now buy it. Because if we were inferior, one wouldn't afraid of us as much as they're afraid of us. So only can be so afraid that somebody were beneath you. But that's what I understand. Are you afraid of somebody that you consider to be beneath you? The problem why racism still exists is they know that we are so strong in numbers. We are stronger in numbers than we are individually. And it's the living life out of them because them can't understand. No matter how much them do to us, we're still standing. So the only way for silence, we have to kill we. The only way to silence the black man and the black woman is to kill us. Because them know that when we come together, we are nothing to be played with. Okay? So Thomas Jefferson felt that we were inferior to white. This is, remember in America, this is on a founding father. Abraham Lincoln, president from 1861 to 1865. Him say, there is a physical difference between the white and the black races, which I believe will forever forbid the two races living together. While they do remain together, there must be a position of superior and inferior, and I, as much as many, am in favor of having a superior position assigned to the white race. Now, them not say Abraham Lincoln free slaves in 1863. So all you make a statement here and you free slaves. Let me just try understand. All you make the statement where you make Abraham Lincoln, but are you free slaves? That's because this slave them was never really free till 2 years later in 1865. When Juneteenth happened. So, Abraham Lincoln free slaves. Now, to my knowledge, George Washington was president, and George Washington in 1799 felt that he was very uncomfortable with slave trading. He was very uncomfortable. And he freed his slaves. And the only reason why they consider Abraham Lincoln to be the one that freed the slave is because he did the whole proclamation thing, right? He wrote a whole proclamation to free the slaves. Again, if you want to ask me questions, give me a call at 661-467-2407. This is Peter the Diva, your Caribbean radio show. Guys, let me tell you something. Them something that just make your nerves bad and it just anger you. There's a representative back in Virginia back in the day called Henry Berry. Henry Berry said, we have as far as possible closed every avenue by which the light may enter the slave's mind. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work will be complete. They will then be on the level of the beasts of the fields, and we then should be safe. So, Henry Berry feels say, if them keep with books from we, knowledge from we, them can keep we as slave. You understand me, say? Like it literally, Henry Berry feel like, said the man say, yo, if we keep the little light out of them head, out of their mind, we can continue to enslave them. We can continue to abuse them. May I tell him to say, yo, I know here come our next state representative. Now in a recent time, Senator Steve Huffman stated that the reason why black people have coronavirus is because we now, him I wonder if we wash our hands. Now, these are the people that are supposed to be representing people, representing people on a whole. And this is what the man said. Now, I just have to drop a tune because I have to just bring it down a little bit. I could bring it down a little bit because I'm not asking.
Proximity, and them are gonna kill each other.
Okay? Now you have people who come outside your neighborhood and come kill you, and them see up on the street and them come kill you because you're black. But there's no such thing as black and white crime. So stop it. Stop with the destruction. Stop with the deterrence. And it's like when we say Black Lives Matter, them love to scream, all lives matter. Nobody never telling us that our lives did not matter. Nobody said that. We were just simply saying that our life matters. But all you keep hearing is, all lives matter. Why do you keep saying Black Lives Matter when all lives matter? Blue lives matter. Blue is not a race. Blue is a profession. So as a profession, you are here to serve and protect the people of these United States. But instead, only want to kill away blue lives that matter. No, not every police bad. But the police them when are bad need to speak up against the one them were bad. Your silence showing me that you are in agreement with what your counterparts them doing. Same thing with the white people that are not racist. Your silence is telling people that you are not in agreement that my life matters. You should want to be in an uproar, the white people that are not racist. And thank you for those of you that have joined us in our protest. Thank you for speaking out publicly, because you telling your friend, hey, I stand with you, don't really do much for your friend, right? It don't do much for your friend. You should tell the world you stand with your friend. So when you are silent, it's telling people that you agree with the crap that's happening in this country. Now let's talk about Breonna Taylor, who was in her house, minding her business, and they raided her house on accident and kill her. Her boyfriend fired, because clearly, if you enter my house, I'm thinking you're coming to rob me, kill me, something, hurt me, cause harm to me. He fired back and they arrested him. So you go in somebody else as a police, and you kill me, my man shoot after you, and in God jail, let me understand, right? You go in at this lady house and kill her by accident. Them have too much accidents. Like, oh, wanna have so much accident, police. Hey, white people. But on the one go short, black and black crime. White people kill them each other for insurance money. But we're not going to talk about that, right? Them kill each other for simple things, insurance money, for drugs. In the 60s, they brought in drugs to destroy the communities. And a lot of white people were on drugs. But you didn't see them doing mass incarceration like they were doing black people for the same crimes. Because guess what? Prison is a business. Prison is a business. And they love to put black people in prison for the simplest things. A black person and a white person could do the same crime, and a black person will be put under the jail, and the white person will be told, don't ruin his life. Don't ruin her life. They have such a life ahead of them. So black people don't have them life ahead of them too. Let me just want to understand. Black people don't have them life ahead of them. Me just can't understand why them have so much accents. And them want some say systematic racism don't exist. The little bit of way where I push out of the neighborhoods, where I do great things, them come and them try destroy it, they make it harder. It's like with locks. With locks, when a lot of states ban dreadlocks because them feel it's unkept. Now, I don't want to stop with blackness. it come out of our head. I see we hear it come out of our head. But you know why we wear on a bland wig and something them, that's the only way another accept us when we come out of a place to work, right? We have to have on a wig or relax for air. Like, just know my ear natural. A flat iron is flat iron, but my natural. Them ones we basically to change ourselves to fit in at them place because we look too black. No, me born and look so. Me swear me the born black. So me not understand how you think changing my hair is gonna make me less black to fit in at your place. But then the funny thing is, you want black people to not have locks, not have braids, not have the ethnic stuff due to our culture, but on the people them can go get lip injection and butt implants and breast implants and basically change them whole self to look like a black woman. See, a group of people were here, black people, why don't I look like black people? I mean, I understand. In a matchup, I mean, I understand, it don't make sense. How is it that you hate us so much that you want to look like us? Hence, you get the injections to get the fuller lips and the boobs and the butt because someone is slung on the back. Someone is on the back. I'm gonna really slung on the back. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to sit on my back. Only literally want to look like us as someone I walk around look like ants. Look like ants. It don't look good. Why you can't just be yourself and you tan where you ever end up get skin cancer because you try tan so much to look darker. But you hear black people, I mean, I understand, it don't make sense. So you tell me, say, the reason why you hate us is because you truly want to be us. You truly want to be a black person. You understand what I'm saying? You're really trying to be a black person. You hate us so much that you try to be us. May I take that as flattery? I'm kind of flattered. Because who wouldn't want to be this? Who wouldn't want to be this? I understand. But you don't have to take it so far to kill we are. I'm just saying. There's no reason why we all can't coexist together without all the hate. Like, I understand why you feel you have to kill us and you have to hate us when you want to be us. Make me understand. So again, your black and black crime narratives don't matter. And for the black people, them who want to come out and say black and black crime, stop it. Stop it. Stop falling into the narrative of the people of our oppressors. When you post on your social media, what about black and black crime? There is no such thing. Stop it. Can you hear me? Most people could have just knocked me something. Stop it. Because if I'm going to be black and black crime, it might as well be white and white crime too. I'm just saying. Because white people kill white people. And then may I talk to somebody the other day and they want to give me statistics. And may I make the white man know that statistics are written by a white person. So I don't care about the statistics. I just care about facts. I care about what I see. And I see daily them I kill with. So I don't care. He wants to basically explain to me that statistics show that black people kill more black people than white people kill black people. So the argument was basically, hey, I agree with your protest, but, sir, I don't want your but because your but is going to disagree with what we just spoke about. So just say, I agree with your protest and leave it at that. The but shows me that you really don't care. Why you can't leave it at that? Why have to be a but? Like, me want to understand. Why have to be a but? Just say, you know what? Me see why I'm mad. And low it at that. Instead, you give me a butt, you want to give me statistics, you want to give me numbers that me clearly don't care about. Because at the end of the day, the videos are showing y'all killing us. Look on Dylan Roof, we're going at the people them church and shoot up about 9 black people, kill them. He was labeled mentally ill. Right now, him in a jail, eat up taxpayer money. They took Dylan Roof outside of the church in body vests, bulletproof vests. One black somebody killed one somebody and gonna kill him down and put him under the jail. But Dylan Roof killed 9 black people. And him alive? Let me understand. Him killed the other boy would kill Uma, like 2 people kill a total of 20 something people. And them don't want to label them terrorists. Them a piece of them people, they are terrorists. Them say, no, they were troubled young men. Why them always troubled? Why white why people kill people, them troubled? I want somebody tell me, why when white people kill people, them troubled? Why them always troubled? Me not understand. So you're basically telling people it's okay to kill black people because you'll get away with it. And then we have a president. I'm gonna see all the 2 policemen then push down the 80-year-old white man. 80-year-old man busts him head open and Trump say him feel sad. Them never pushing that hard for him to fall how he fell. Our 80-year-old man supposed to have good balance enough when them push him. Him not go drop. Like, me want understand. And him says a conspiracy theory. Antifa. That's why the man was out there. He don't think the police did anything wrong. You see what happened? When the man come in a power, the man basically open up the floodgates. All of the racists them come up because if your president can be racist, then we can be racist. Basically, that the people them must say, yo, the big man say him, the big man are doing thing. And if him can say what him say and there's no consequences, then we can do what we want to do too. We can do what we want to do too. Like, me not understand. So this is me telling you. When election time come, you have got to vote. And I get it. We don't have our greatest choices. We don't have the people that we would prefer to have, right? But guys, don't hold your votes hostage. Like, seriously, please, don't hold your votes hostage. Because the more you hold your votes hostage, it's the more Trump is going to win again. And I don't know if y'all saw what happened in Georgia. They basically did not have that voting system set up correctly because it did not allow a lot of our black people the opportunity to vote. So then basically like I tried to keep the election. They are basically going to try and steal this election. And Georgia got to do better, man. Georgia is the same place Aubrey died. They just gunned him down. Georgia have got to do better. Cut them something on the right, man. So I know it's hot outside, guys. You're going to have to just go out there and wait and wait. And I know it's going to be the most inconvenient thing you want to do, the most hardest thing you got to do. But you have got to vote because them are try shutting up. Them no want to say nothing. But at the end of the day, the great bounty killer said, look into my eyes and tell me what you see.
People are dead. People are dead. Dead. That's what I said. The blind must be led. The hungry must be fed. Hey, yo. Hello. I'm looking through all this fear over here. Hey, yo. Nobody cares. Take a look in my house. Would you live in there? Huh? Hey, yo, y'all know. Look at my shoes. Can you see my toes? But that comes from the world. Nobody knows. Look into my eyes. tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. No, you say the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what to see. But when you show us home, we will show you peace. Look into my mind. Can you see the world? Can you tell that high? Wanna help myself, but if it's happened that I seek you for your ring. Don't be mad at me, it's a survival thing. Look into my heart, I can feel your fear. Take another look, can you hold my stare? Why are you afraid of my younger face? Or is it this thing bulging in my waist? Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Keep us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what to see. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my life. Can you see my kids? And let me ask you this. You know what hungry is? Well, in this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my house. Would you live in there? Look me in the eyes and tell me that you care. Well, I made up my mind to end up in the mob. I know I'd rather die. I'm gonna live like dog. Look out on my shoes. Can you see my toes? The struggle that we live, nobody really knows. Stop and ask yourself, would you live like that? And if you were to then, you would have both gunshots. Look into the school. Tell me how you feel. You want the kids to learn without a proper meal. Then what you have in place to keep them out around? If them drop out of school, them mouths are boxed and gone. Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what to see. But when you show hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my mind. Can you see my wealth? Can you tell that I wanna help myself? But if it happened that, I seek you for your ring. Don't be mad at me. It's a survival thing. Look into my heart. I can feel your fear. Take another look. Can you hold my stare? Why are you afraid of my younger face? Or is it this thing bulging in my way? Look into my life. Can you see my kid? Let me ask you this. You know what hungry is? In this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my home, would you live in here? Look me in the eyes and tell me that you care. Well, I made up my mind to end up in the mob. I know me rather die. I'm gonna live like dog. Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gun I have. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what to see. But when you show hope, then we will show you peace.
Yes. Look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Yo, what's on the scene now is they're forced to be reckoned with because the people them not play. Them not play. And people quick. Them quick for bring up. Well, if you stop looting and stop, like, we get what's going on, but I don't think you should be looting and rioting. Well, if we didn't listen to in the first place, then we wouldn't have a bun down on the thing. Period. If one of them stop the one I do, we wouldn't have a bun down on the thing. Because the talking thing now work. It's like, me tell somebody, it's like when somebody I come bully you, and you keep telling, say, yo, if you don't stop, I'm going to punch you in the eye. I'm going to punch you in the eye. And then I'm going to keep going till the day you punch them in them eye. So now the people them are do something about it. The people them not only marching in the streets, them are bundling on a thing. Where they level the playing field. Because we're not giving nothing anywhere. We're not giving what we're supposed to get. We're not giving what we earn. So in a way, we are demanding, we are take it. Or we are going to just level the playing field. If me not have it, you not have it. And that the people I'm saying, if you, if they don't have it, you not going to have it. So them just going to burn down your things. Because the talking thing now work. Because we're going to take it serious till we do some action. And some of us call we angry. And some of us call We are say, yo, I just knew these animals. Why was it the animal? Me not understand why them always try compare with the animals. And the sad thing, you know, them treat animals better than we. You ever get between a white person and them dog or them cat? Them love them animals. So if you have people who love animals, I want to consider black people animals. Do I can't love with since when I think we're animal, I want to love animals. We have a whole organization named Peter. We have a whole organization named Peter. So, oh, we love animals so much. I want to love compare black people to animals, but we don't love with. But that's what I understand. But that's what I understand. And them are going to try shut we down and them are going to try shut we up. And thankfully say, we're still live on the radio. So even though them shut down the Facebook live, we still have the radio, crsradio.com. And we still have the phone line when you can call in and listen, 661-467-2407. So when the people them want silence we still have other avenues. Only need for check out Yardness e-commerce. Look on CRS Radio page, Facebook page for that. We need to get our own doctors, our own lawyers. Check out Palace1.org, my bad. Brain just go fast. We need to invest in our community so that we can have our own professionals, we can have our own business owners, we can have our own things. Black money. Our money is powerful. Let's put our money back into our stuff. Make them realize that them need we more than we need them because the black dollar, honey. Because I feel with money, I buy your ear products. All of the weave them, I feel with money. You understand me, I say? So, let me say, education, palace1.org. Support with businesses, e-commerce, Yardness e-commerce. Donate to GoFundMe. I can donate to GoFundMe for strippers falling off poles and stuff. I mean, I don't see why we can't donate to GoFundMe for education and ourselves, black people. I'm just saying. But I ain't going to tell nobody what to do with their coins. I'm just saying. Let's be fair across the board. Let's be fair. Okay? Support black businesses. Support ourselves. Put money back into our community because they're not going to do it for me. They're not going to do it for me. Okay? And you will see all of these organizations that I'm talking about on the CRS page. There's a young man right now in Jamaica in his last year of medical school. And he can't afford to pay for it. I posted that GoFundMe too. I contributed to it. Last year of medical school, let's help this young man finish medical school so we can have a black doctor. So we can have somebody that care about us because me don't know if we're not a little white nurse. A whole nurse and a woman racist. A whole nurse who's supposed to be taking care of people no matter their race. And a woman step on social media so she not like we. And the fact that she's a nurse, if she wants, she can kill we. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get more of us. Let's get more of us into these positions to take care of us. Because who ever take care of we better than we? Who ever take care of we better than we? Because some of them not care about we. So let's invest in each other, people. Let's not let all this protesting and rioting be in vain. Let's have a plan, let's have an end game, and let's get to that. Because we're money powerful. We are brilliant. But some of us have to believe it. You have to believe that you can be better. You have to. Nobody telling us that you're not worthy, that you are not my kings. My black kings, you are worthy. My black queens, my sisters, you are worthy. Whatever a time that you felt that you were not, my sisters, my brothers, I see you. You are worthy. You are more than your skin. You are more than your skin. You were born to be great because you rise, my brothers and my sisters. You rise, you stand up, and you fight. You protect each other. Let's stop being crabs in a barrel. If you have a business and your friend asks you, hey, friend, how did you start this business? Don't be afraid to tell your friend because you're afraid your friend is going to be better than you. You all can win. Stop with the crab in a barrel mentality. It's enough that everybody is out there fighting against us. There's no reason for us to fight against each other. No reason. So when your friend asks you, how did you do this? You tell your friend. You tell your friend it's okay. It's okay to share ideas. It's okay to share information. Because the both of you can be great together. Don't have the fear of saying, oh my God, if I tell him, I'm going to tell her, then I'm going to surpass me. No, man, you all can win, man. I'm seriously, my brothers and sisters, like, I really need y'all to get out of the crab in a barrel mentality. Like, we all can be great. There's no reason why we should fight against each other, especially when others are already fighting against us. I mean, I know how much more I can say, like, seriously. I just really want us to be better. I want us to do better because we know better. So if you know better, do better. If you have information, share it. Other people do. The Chinese do. They build a business, they pass it to another person, and they bill and they bill and they bill. Why we can't do the same thing? In Jamaica, y'all letting them overtake y'all country. Y'all letting them take over Jamaica. Because too much grudgeful and bad mind mess thing going on. People just grudgeful and bad mind that them rather make outside people come in and just run the country. Jamaicans is a talented group of people. Like, they're much, you know, as much things, effort they put in at the dancing and the creativity, yo. Let me tell you, for the people that are creative. Only need for brand on a self, brand on a business, brand on a dancing, on a dancing, and make people come in at the country and teeth on a dance, and them now in America, I do put dancing on their music video, and on another one in the video, even though I fool the dance. Only need for copyrights on the things. Brand on the things, copyright on the things. Stop allowing these celebrities, outside celebrities, to come in and learn your stuff and come back and use it and give you what's due to you. Seriously. Read up on it. Read how to brand yourself. Educate your mind. Yo, them say, no, the people them say, I know me say, the people them say, if you want to keep down a black man, give him a book, because not for when I want to read. So the first step, step one, read a book. Read up. Read up. Not check what nobody say. Read up. Just like with the white people, I'm tired for try to educate white people why black people mad. Me sick of having a conversation with white people as to why black people mad. Can me just feel like there's too much information out there where them can research? to explain stuff instead of me constantly. Somebody said, well, the man went in at the White House said, looting, car shooting, something so. When the looting start, the shooting start, and somebody asked why they feel that's racist, because one police chief back in the day, who was known racist in Florida, said those same words. A presidential candidate back in the day who wanted segregation said those words. So that's why when Trump said when the shooting start was a racist comment, because racist people use those comments, just like racist people use All Lives Matter to deter you from the fact that Black Lives Matter. So, and everybody where I lead. All of them people in the White House, these politicians, these old ass men, who you can't change their mind because them so old and stuck in them ways. The first step is to get them out and get a fresh new group of people, because it don't matter how much you beg the people them for just change laws. Them can't see because them so old and racist and stuck in them ways. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Them so stuck in them ways. Like me feel them need for have a limit on how long a person can serve in a Congress and them something there. Like how them have presidency. Congress needs to have a limit, like a short limit, like how presidency have the most 8 years. Because them are old man in a Congress too long. And them can't see change. Them not open to change. And me just tired. Me just tired of explaining to white people the whys. Me tired to explain to them, because me just feel like say it's too much things out there. Too much movies out there. As much as Harriet Tubman wasn't that quite accurate, the movie. Go watch Harriet Tubman. Go watch The Color Purple. Go watch some movie with talk about black people so them can understand. Because some people don't like read. So some people prefer a good audiobook or a good movie. So go look up all of the movie them with talk about black people. And educate on yourself, white people, because black people are tired of having to tell you why we are mad. I know I am. I know Peter Gay, tired to explain to white people. And then the more I talk, the more them feel, I don't understand why she's so angry. Now it's called passion. Because here come the angry black woman, something, right? When a black woman speak up, she's an angry black woman. Why me can't be a passionate black woman? Why me have to be an angry black woman? Because you know when me angry. You know when me angry. Me not angry, me passionate. But the moment, when I'm not in the military, just like you haven't seen any military leaders really put out there like, hey soldiers, hey sailors, hey airmen, I see you. I know your struggle. We support you. There's racism within the ranks of the military too. You know how much white people may have to cuss out in our military? You know how much of them may have to cuss? Why may have to cuss them? Because them think them can come to good up me and talk reckless. Me don't know how me make it so long in our military. Can I be a cuss because them? Can me not tolerate the disrespect? Respect, give respect. But enough of them want to use them little rank and them little things and them feel like them better than you, because some of them come out of the deep south. And even though them want to tell us that we all bleed red or we all bleed green, some of them not believe that. You understand me, I say? So the military leaders need to come out, but I understand. Because when the commander-in-chief is a garbage. So if the commander-in-chief feel how I feel, then guess what? Them not gonna come out and speak out either, cause them commander in chief is garbage. But you are black people within your ranks. Acknowledge their pain. Black people have been fighting for this country for years. For years. And they didn't even want to recognize that we fought for our country. They don't. Back then they didn't, and they sure as hell still not doing it now. A young airman just got gunned down by the police. He was on a Facebook Live. You watched it, you heard it. You hear him die, they didn't even know he was on live. Thank God they invented camera phones. Because camera phones is telling the truth and telling what's happening. It's a shame when you get pulled over, you got to go live. You got to record it. Like, soon as you stop, you better hit live. Just so we could show that they're doing stuff, because people never want to believe it. Them don't want to believe it. Them don't want to believe shit they're happening. But racism within our ranks is a whole different, guys, when I tell you, that's a whole different topic in itself. Because people up top about, we don't kneel because the American people, the soldiers, we want to kneel. Kneel. Them loves people on the alpha soldiers. Soldiers want you to kneel. I'm a disrespect away if you kneel because Black Lives Matter. You're kneeling in account of racism, yes. Police brutality, yes. We want you to kneel because we fought for your freedom. We fought for your freedom. It's enough that we have to go overseas and fight the enemy and we have to fight people back here. I did 3 deployments. I got to go overseas and fight the enemy there, but I got to come back home and fight the people here too. But they want to say they're patriotic. Come on, man. But that's a whole nother story. But me seeing my nerves, I get bad. So we're going to bring it down. Guys, you're listening to CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. Your host, none other than Peter the Diva. The knowledge station give you knowledge. And I really and truly hope that you guys enjoy listening to me every Thursday. Most Thursday, I try to come every Thursday, but you know, life happens. And I have to protect my mental health. So I have to definitely sometime go take care of myself. But like, when I tell you, it's just too much crazy stuff going on. And I just don't like it. I don't like how we're being treated. I don't like, you know, big up yourself, Tony. Big up yourself. Yeah, Army Strong. Big up to all the soldiers out there. Serving and those who have served. Soldiers. Sailors, airmen, Coast Guard, on a big up on yourself, because you guys made the ultimate sacrifice. You guys put yourself in harm's way every day to protect this country, especially you, the African Americans. The military is made up of so many immigrants, okay? And it's a shame how they treat us. It's really just a shame how they treat us. But at the end of the day, guys, we won.
So much sacrifice, let's just do what's right. Think about the future, let's serve, save our lives. We're in this together. Let us all unite. Together we fight. Let's just live, not die. So when you feel like giving up, when you feel like there is nowhere to go, no one. When you feel life is over, when you feel like there is no one to hold,
thoughts and can't go out there. Nothing bigger than God we out there. Together we stand, we fall if only. We think about ourselves like how we alone do. But when me can't see with me, I mash up me medi. Sitting just a kill the people in my Monty Freddy. Now I'm fixing on my family go cemetery. So if I unity the world, I say, well, then me ready.
This is like an extra dice. You say want a better life. My goals them for big like enterprise. Not get a youth, I def young. Some of them pray for God in bed at night. Every night me say a prayer like El Shaddai. Mama hold her head and cry. Only for problems to be here. Still I give thanks, no youth, not the breath of life.
So when you feel like giving up,
and one of the things me never did think me did I go live with it. So variation been a part of history. So don't bring quit to me, but that, don't bring that to me. Actually, pressure make diamond, yeah, it's on the diamond factory. And if a red block clean, no matter what kind of cause is happen to it. That's how we so bossy, yeah, are we that naturally?
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.